And in terms of relapse after transplant, let's say in the patient who's naive to bevacizumab, what's your usual, again, non-protocol strategy?
I think you have an option of either bevacizumab or a checkpoint inhibitor, either nivolumab or pembrolizumab. I think that the label for nivolumab may require prior BV, and I think the label for pembrolizumab does not require BV. So I think those are options. And then there are combinations. There's combination of BV and AVD. There are combinations of BV plus nivolumab, which are under, investigation, clinical investigation. They're not particularly, have not really been published in full form. Actually, I think the BV plus nivolumab has been published by Alex Herrera. So I think probably a standard would be a single agent, either BV or nivo or pembro, although I think pembro has a little bit more liberal label.
Do you believe that there's a subset of patients? I've heard people talk about maybe 30% who are cured or have very prolonged disease-free interval and control disease, relapse disease with BV alone.
Yes. I mean, there is data, and I think it's in the neighborhood of 20%, something like that, have prolonged remissions. Again, their BV is usually continued until patients start to develop neuropathy, but there is a tail on the pivotal trial curve that has people in continuing remission.